Welcome to Vitally You, a podcast created to introduce you to the tools that will be your roadmap for feeling younger while growing older. I'm your host, Dana Frost, a wellness expert, life coach, and energy medicine practitioner. Here's what you can expect: conversations about vitality from the inside out with guest experts in the field of health, culture, and spirituality, and solo episodes along the way from me where I do deep dives into the topics of aging, heart intelligence, energy medicine, and your innate capacity to heal. If you want to feel younger while growing older, this is the place for you. Hi, everyone. Thanks for joining me this week. I am talking to Ricky Cavaglia, who's coming to us from San Diego. He's been a personal trainer and health coach for over 40 years. He's known as America's Healthy Aging Trainer and creator of the Ageless Living Lifestyle. He has a podcast, Fearless Aging, which is how I met him. I'll put a link to my guest appearance on his podcast in the show notes. Rico gets personal about his own aging journey and how he had to shift his perspective on how he uses his physical body as he ages, letting go of beloved ways of moving his body. You'll be endeared to Rico. I certainly was. As he nears his 80th birthday, he offers sage advice that is simple. Staying fit does not need to be that difficult or time-consuming. He confirmed my belief that having a functional body trumps being a workout junkie. So Rico, welcome to the podcast. I'm so happy to have you.
Well, Dana, thank you so much for having me. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, so Rico, you are almost 80. In a few weeks, you're going to be 80. And I was so excited to meet you on your podcast and also to learn that your fitness age is 35, which is really quite remarkable. And we want to know, how did you get to where you are today?
Okay. Well, it's a little bit misleading, I have to admit. You know, a fitness age is, I don't know, it was a company called Fitness Age maybe 20 years ago, and they had their headquarters here in San Diego. And I met one of the main guys, and so they hired me to be their personal trainer at their gym, at their facility. And what they had was, they took a basic fitness test. This was way back from when the YMCA used to test a lot of people. So it's a pretty simple basic test. It's like a sit and reach, you know, how far you can touch your toes. It's a basic step test to measure your cardiovascular fitness, body fat, and then how many push-ups you can do in a minute and how many sit-ups you can do in a minute. And so the YMCA had tested people with these five tests for many, many years all across the country. They had all this data, but that was before they had computers and stuff, you know. So Fitness Age took all their data and put it in computers, so they were able to determine if you were age 40, here's the average amount. You should be able to do this on each one of those things. So they had the big idea was that, okay, so we're going to make these kiosks for all the fitness centers all around the United States, and they can have the customers come in and they'll test them. And of course, if you're 40 and your fitness age comes out 50, you're going to go, oh, you know. So they say, well, yeah, you better come in and sign up, and we'll get you where your fitness age is lower than what you tested for. And so, but see, all those things are pretty basic. You know, I've been flexible. You know, I've been doing stretching and I've been doing push-ups and sit-ups and all that thing for so long, all the time. So it was pretty easy for me to do those tests. So when I first did it, my fitness age was like 20, you know, so it was a pretty simple thing. And of course, I've still been doing all those things all these years. So obviously, as somebody who's really fit, who's 35, I'm not going to be as fit and as strong as somebody who's 35, you know. But still, I mean, it just shows you, what it really shows you, though, if you consistently do these things, you can stay pretty fit.
Yeah, I think that is a really important metrics in terms of how we age, Rico, and being able to continue to use the body. The body is this biomechanical genius that has tremendous capacity. And what I have found, you know, what I saw, the way people were aging, I'm like, I don't want to age like that. I don't want to lose my range of motion. I don't want to lose strength. And we can keep what I would say, we can keep high functionality of our bodies for really way beyond what we see the typical aging person today. And I think that you demonstrate that. If you're able to do the fitness metrics, it doesn't mean that you have to be better than that 35-year-old, but it means you're using your body biomechanically. And I think that's just wonderful, because I think, you know, we age quickly when we fall, when we, you know, when we're not able to bounce back from, you know, an emotional trauma, some sort of life challenge, if we don't have that bounce back. And I feel like the physical body is who we are in the world, that we can see with our eyes, that really shows us what our vitality is.
Yeah, absolutely right. I think the main point here, you know, for the listeners is that you don't have to accept what most people do. Most people just say, well, that's just the way it is. You know, we're all going to get old and sick and die at this time, and we're going to get weak, and we might end up in a nursing home and all that stuff. So if you just accept that and buy into that, that's what's going to happen. But so we're demonstrating that if you just consistently take care of your body and consistently do all the things that we know, eating healthy food and getting your sleep and doing regular exercise and reducing stress, all these things, you can keep your body really fairly fit and healthy. It doesn't matter what your age is. So that's what My Ageless Living Lifestyle is all about. It's about not living your life by your age and just being as healthy and as energetic as you possibly can every day. And I have a saying, my clients, they like this saying, is that if you do it every day, you can do it every day. So in other words, if today you can do a bunch of push-ups, and tomorrow or next day you do them, you can still do it too. So it doesn't matter what your age is.
I really like that. If you can do it every day, you can do it every day.
That's right.
That's brilliant. That's one that I'm gonna grab a hold of that, Rico.
Sure.
Thank you for that. I like that. Imagine if you wake up in the morning and you repeated that to yourself, if you do it every day, you can do it every day. And that to me, I already feel energetically motivation to go do something.
Yes. A good example of that, here in San Diego, there's a place called La Jolla Cove where people go swimming. And even here in, you know, San Diego, the water gets cold in the wintertime. The water's down in the 50s. But there's a club called the Polar Bear Club. And these people, they go swimming every day, no matter every day of the year. Even in the summer, the water's like 75. In the winter, it's like 55. But they go every day, so they can go every day.
I really admire that. I have not jumped on the cold water thermogenesis. Yeah. And cold water plunging, but I really do, I see the clinical evidence behind it. And I think it obviously is a very powerful way to support the body and to heal the body. And I love that. That's, you know, during the pandemic, actually, in the fall of 2020, going through winter of 2021, there was a group of Chicagoans who also decided they were going to get into Lake Michigan every day. And they did. And I mean, Lake Michigan is even cold, it's below freezing as a lake. But if you do it every day, you can do it every day.
That's right. So, and I think that's a good mantra to have. And that can apply to just about everything in your life, you know? That's what I try and think of. And I think that applies to just about everything in your life. But if you buy into that thing that we're just going to get old and we're going to lose this and we're going to not be so, then that's what's going to happen to you, you know? So, well, you know, in my business, we have a saying, we have to age, but we don't have to become old in the process. And there's a big difference. If I may, I'll tell you the distinction between aging and being old. See, the definition of aging is to become fully mature, to reach your full potential, like fine aged wine. That's good. That's what we're here for. But old, the definition of old is to be worn out, used up, unexcited about your life, unable to care for yourself. And becoming old is pretty much, it's a choice, how you care for your mind and how you care for your body.
Perfectly said, Rico. I cannot add anything to that, except you just spoke truth. And that's really what this podcast wants to inspire, Rico. This is one of the reasons I wanted to have you as a guest, is because you are living it. You know, you're going to be 80 and you're demonstrating, you're a role model for what is possible. And we're looking for those role models. It's easy, you know, so I'll be 56 this year. And I've raised five kids, educated five kids. I've been married 32 years. And I know just what it has taken to get to where I am today. And I don't know what it's going to take. I can go back and reference, you know, my teens, my 20s, my 30s, my 40s, the 50s, but you're going to have, you know, seven full decades that you can speak to. And I think that that's really powerful, Rico, to say this, you know, this is where I am and this is what my body is capable of doing because I have these habits that I do every day. And what we want for ourselves for the future, it really adds up to these daily habits that we employ.
Yeah, absolutely right. That's a really good segue into what I just want to say. Everything we do in life is habits, right? And so what I've tried to do with my ageless living lifestyle, with my coaching with people, is to let people realize that we all have habits, but a lot of our habits aren't serving us very well. So we just have to look at our habits and realize that we can change our habits so that they do serve us better. And so the thing is, what I've tried to do is boil it down to the basic things that we all are doing already, but we're just not doing them to the best of our ability. We have to breathe, you know, we have to drink water, we have to eat food, we have to move our body, we have to eliminate, we have to sleep, and we have to use our brain. So, we're already doing all those things, but we're not doing to the best of our ability, right? Most people are not doing deep breathing or breathing exercises, or they're not improving their lung capacity. They're not drinking, you know, really healthy, purified, energized water. They're not eating really a lot of whole natural foods. They're not moving their body on a consistent basis. They probably don't have really good elimination, which is so important. They're not getting good sleep. And they're not using their brain as effectively as they were. They're not really have a mindset of health and wellness. So all those things they're already doing, so it doesn't take that big of a shift if you just realize I'm already doing these things, but how about if I can learn how to do them a little bit better, it's going to serve me better.
Yeah. I watched you on a newscast, Rico, and you had, I think it was the three or four important things to do before you exercise. And actually you just hit on a couple of them and maybe we could go over those because it had to do with breath.
Right.
Yeah. Do you want to share those with us?
Right. So the first thing is you always want to begin with good posture because the posture and the alignment that you're exercising in, that's the posture and alignment that you're going to create. And I see this all the time. If you go to a gym, you know, they got their head down or they're out of alignment or they're not breathing well. So the first thing you think about is to get yourself in good, really good posture, your head up and really perfect alignment. And the next thing is you have to breathe. You have to coordinate your breathing with your movement because the reason that we fatigue we're doing exercise and we can't do anymore because it's lack of oxygen. You know, the muscles are not getting the oxygen. So you want to get all the oxygen you possibly can and then you'll be a lot, you'll have more energy and stamina and strength. And then the third thing that's really helpful is to put your attention on the muscle group that you're actually using. Again, I see people in the gym, they're looking at their phone, they're listening to music, they're doing all kind of, they're distracted. They're not really, well, just like anything you do, if you're not focused on what you're doing, you're not going to be able to do it as well as you could. So if you're working your chest muscles, then focus, put your attention on your chest muscles and say, come on, pectoral muscles, let's work. So you got to have proper posture, proper breathing, and then put your attention on the muscle group that you're using and you'll get so much better results.
Oh, I love that. It really brings in the mind-body connection.
Yes.
Talk to us a little bit about, there are different breathing techniques that I use that have been healing for me, breathing techniques to moderate my heart rate variability, but I would love to know, because I've talked about that to our listeners, but I'd love to know a little bit about breathing during exercise. What are some of the insights? How do we need to be thinking about the proper way to breathe so that everything is properly oxygenated?
Right. Well, basically, the first thing is to be aware of your breath and make sure that you are breathing in and out pretty forcefully. And then as a general rule, whenever you're pushing, pulling, lifting, or straining the most, you want to be exhaling. And for most people, when they first start to exercise, they just seem to naturally want to go the other way. But see, you can't really strain your muscles and breathe in at the same time very well. So when you're doing the hardest part, like say you're lifting, you're pushing, you're pulling, you exhale. And then, which is called the, when you're lowering down, you know, whatever you're doing, the weight or even just your body weight, which is called the eccentric portion, then you inhale. So when you're not straining so much, you inhale. And then when you're pulling it back up, you exhale. That's the basic way to breathe while you're exercising. And I have a couple other two things that are kind of fun too, that to improve your lung capacity and breathing. I always like to tell people that I say, I'm going to give you a gift. I'm going to give you a gift of one of the very best tools to strengthen your lungs. And they're going, what is that? And I pull out this little balloon. And it's so true. A balloon is so good. You know, you just put it in, you take a big, huge breath, blow it up like three times. So with three big breaths, you should be able to completely blow up that balloon. And that's so strengthening for the lungs. And so it's a fun thing to do. I try and always keep some balloons around and blow balloons up. It's kind of fun too.
That is a brilliant pearl. My nutrition teacher would call it a clinical pearl. I love that clinical pearl. And I'm going to guess we're going to have a lot of people practicing that one too, Rico. That's awesome.
Oh, I just want to say one more really good breathing technique that to strengthen your lungs. This is a yoga breathing technique, is to work your way up to where you take in, say, up to about 20 really deep breaths through your nose, like, and then you hold it for 20 seconds. You hold it in, and then exhale it strongly for 20 times. And do that and work up to where you can do that in like about 10 times. And so I like to go down to, if I go down to by the ocean or if I'm out in the park, you know, just sit and just do some of that breathing exercise that's really strengthening for your lungs.
I really like that. So are you inhaling 20 times without exhaling?
Right. Yes.
Okay,
yeah,
so it's...
Yeah, you inhale it. It's like sniff, sniff, sniff,
20 sips. Yeah, 20 inhale sips. And then you hold it and then 20 exhale.
Right. And then do it again. And yeah, when you first try that, it's pretty demanding. It's just kind of, so it doesn't matter how many you can do at first. Maybe you can only do two or three or four, but just keep doing it and it'll really improve your lung capacity and strengthen your lungs. Simple thing to do.
I really like that. Yeah. And we know that the lung, I just made this connection. We know the lungs are connected with grief. And I was thinking it's a really good exercise to get us connected to our lungs, because I think we tend to, you know, we have to breathe. It's part of the autonomic nervous system. And oftentimes we're not even really connected to that organ in our body. And that I'm imagining that particular exercise would really bring our attention and awareness to the lungs and quite possibly really help us to connect to if there's any grief in our life and releasing with that long, you know, taking it in and then releasing with that long exhale too. That's another really great recommendation. Thank you so much, Rico.
Sure.
So Rico, you offer several different programs, and the one I found particularly interesting is called the Fast Fit 17 Fitness System. And I believe it's 17 minutes of exercise twice a week. Is that right?
That is correct.
Do you want to tell us about that?
Yeah, absolutely. So I came up with that, you know, because everybody knows what's the biggest excuse for not exercising. Oh, I'm just too busy. I haven't got time. You know, it's like, I always think about this. Okay, you haven't got time. Well, you do have time. It's a lame excuse, but that's still the biggest excuse. You know, I just don't have time. I'm too busy and all this stuff. So what I realized was, obviously, with a 17-minute workout twice a week, you're not going to be a bodybuilder. You're not going to build big muscles. But I'll tell you how you do it. But you can definitely strengthen your muscles. You can tone up your muscles. And you can get yourself, your body, in good shape with just that amount. And so here's the way you do it. You only have to do one set of exercise for each body part, you know, one for your chest, your shoulders, your back, your legs, and all that, your core muscles. But you do it, but the repetitions are done really slow. See, most people are always exercising real fast and you're just using momentum. So what I came up with is, let's say you're doing a bicep curl, okay, with a dumbbell or anything. So you come up in one, two, it's like one, two, up, and then it's four counts down. One, two, three, four, and then up again, one, two, one, two, three, four. And that's so much harder. So one of my sayings too that I always love to tell my clients is that slower is harder and slower is safer. When you move slowly, it's very unlikely that you're going to strain yourself or hurt yourself. And it's a heck of a lot harder. People don't get it at first. They go, okay, it's slow. It's kind of no fun. And all of a sudden they go, oh, even a small weight or any kind of resistance, whatever you're using, even just your body weight, you know, try doing a push-up like that, one, two, three, four down, and one, two up. Oh my gosh, if you just bounce them up like this, yeah, you can knock off 40 or 50, but try and do that many like that. And so you get better results in a very short amount of time. So I developed a whole system of just one exercise, you know, like squats, you know, for your legs and whatever it is, you know, bicep curls, tricep, maybe a plank. I don't remember exactly what I did, but there's probably about 8 different exercises. And if you just do one set, you know, with that slow count, you can actually do them all within 17-minute period. And so, and then you only have to do that like twice a week, and you can get some pretty good, really good results.
Well, I think that for busy people, that's a great suggestion. And I remember when I was my most fit from a strength perspective, because I think there are some other metrics in terms of how we feel in our bodies. But when I was the strongest, I was working out with a trainer in Brazil, and we worked out twice a week, and we did the slow. Nothing was fast. She counted, and it was very slow. It was just twice a week.
That's smart. She's great.
Yeah, it was twice a week, and we were together. We worked out, I would say, for 50 minutes. And honestly, I built a lot of really good muscle. So that definitely rings true for me.
Well, let me add, I want to add too, is that as we age too, it takes longer for our body to recover from exercise. So it's actually good to have at least 2 to 3 days in between. If you work one particular muscle group really intensely, then you need to rest it up for at least 2 to 3 days. You don't need to do that every day. You know, you can get by more with that when you're younger. So you actually don't have to do that so often, just even 2 times a week. That's just for strength and for flexibility, you know, for strength and fitness. But also, it actually applies to aerobic fitness as well. As you know, these days too, you know, within 15 to 17 minutes of some kind of a high-intensity aerobic program, that's all you need to do too. There's been recent studies that show that, you know, jogging is pretty much a waste of time. They've actually found that people out on the slow, continuous, the same thing, jogging, actually slows your metabolism down.
Well, so Rico, if you're living this feeling younger while growing older, well, I do actually have a question for you, because I think I want you to speak into what has been the hardest thing for you as you have chronologically aged, or the biggest challenge?
Oh, the biggest challenge? Well, mm-hmm. For me personally is that I always end up injuring myself so much. You know, I used to be a hardcore cyclist, and I had a couple of bad cycling accidents, and also an inline skater. That's also kind of dangerous. You know, I've had some accidents, you know, where I've had quite a few injuries, you know, tore my meniscus, and then I had a herniated disc, you know, from a bicycle accident. So again, like I say, on those tests, you know, like on the fitness test, I can still do that, but I can't ride my bike really long ways, and I can't do a lot of things that I could because of all my injuries. So if I would have just been a little more careful and not injured myself, you know, the thing about sports and athletics, I mean, they're fun and they're so great, but everybody's hurting themselves all the time while you're getting injured, you know. So that's why I think that's the most frustrating for me, is that I had a lot of injuries, and so I'm not, you know, quite as fit. I'm not able to do a lot of the things that I've always thought that I would be able to do all my life. But again, we just have to realize, again, it's going to be, there's wear and tear, no question, on our body. And we're not going to be able to do and be as strong and do as things that we did when we're 20, 30, 40. As we get older, we have to adapt to that, and we have to just do different things, you know, and realize that you're still going to be fit and energetic and healthy, but there's some things that are going to be challenging and you're not going to be able to do. So you just have to realize that's the natural process of aging.
Yeah. Thank you for sharing that, Rico. I really appreciate that. And it made me really think about the yoga that I do, Kaiyut yoga. So offline, I'm going to share a link so that you can check out Kaiyut Yoga, because it's really an amazing practice that it's it's pertinent for me, but I have met a lot of people who were super athletes like yourself, and Kaiyut Yoga has been something that's really given them, you know, kind of this new hope and a different connection with their body as they've aged, the super athletes. So I will share that with you.
Yeah, I think that's really good. I agree. That's so good. Yeah.
Yeah. So Rico, as we're closing down our conversation today, is there anything else? You've shared so many little pearls with us. Is there anything else that you would like to share with the audience?
Yes, absolutely there is. And I think this is really the most important thing of all that we're going to talk about here is that, okay, so everybody knows, everybody wants to be healthy, wants to be like they be fit and energetic and all these things. And that's fine. And we should be. And that's for our own personal performances and enjoyment. But there's other reasons, you know. I think we need to know if we're really going to take the very best care of our physical body and age really well, we have to have some other reasons other than just our own selfish reasons. And there's a couple of real big ones. First of all, if you look at the history of all the dominant nations in the world, past histories, one of the biggest factors is when they begin to go downhill and lose their dominance was when the population got really unhealthy and unfit. And that's exactly where America's been heading for the last several decades. So we really need to turn this around. We need to realize how, make people more realize how important their health and wellness is, and that needs to be a priority. And then the other thing is that as we age, we gain wisdom and knowledge, right? And so we need to stay alive longer and be able to give back our knowledge and wisdom, first of all, to be role models for younger people and be mentors for younger people. But there's not too many most older people already in their 60s, 70s, they're already old and they get pushed aside and they die like around 80, you know, when our genetic potential is to stay healthy to at least 125. So we need more people to stay healthy as they age so they can give back their wisdom and knowledge to help solve all these monumental challenges that we are facing as humanity. You know, we need more people to step up and make a difference in the world. But instead of being old and sick and just having all these illnesses and can't make a contribution. So that's a big loss that we're having. So I think if people can realize that we all are here with a divine purpose and that our body is our vehicle to actually live that purpose and make a difference in the world and enjoy our life as well, then I think that will help people to take better care of their health and their wellness and make it a priority.
Beautifully said again, Rico. Thank you so much for your wisdom. You're bringing it. You are bringing it. Thank you. I do ask all of my guests, what does feeling younger while growing older mean to you? And I feel like you've just said it, but what would you like to add to that? Feeling younger, growing older, what does that mean to Rico?
Well, we're actually feeling beings, aren't we? We're really feeling beings, and it's all about how we feel. That's what determines the actions that we take, you know. So, you know, we want to feel good both mentally and physically all of our life. And the way to do that is you better develop yourself an overall wellness program and take care of your physical body and your mind so you can look and feel your best all your life. And then your life will be enjoyable and you'll be able to make a bigger contribution. So it's all about feeling as good as you possibly can.
Well, I love that, Rico. Rico, thank you so much for contributing your wisdom of your almost 80 years. Congratulations.
Thank you.
It's just been a pleasure.
My pleasure. Thanks so much for having me.
Thank you for joining me on the Vitally You podcast. If you're enjoying these conversations, please hit subscribe and download, spread the love with a review, and share it with your friends. You can download my free ebook, Checklist for Daily Vitality. You'll find the link in the show notes. I do select one reviewer each month to win a sleeve of Eon patches. What are Eon patches? They come from the company LifeWay. They are anti-inflammatory patch that looks like a Band-Aid. They literally move the nervous system from fight and flight to rest and heal. You can experience the power of the patch on your journey to feeling younger while growing older. To be entered to win, leave a review, screenshot your review, and send it to Dana at danafrost.com. Or pop in a direct message on Instagram at danafrostvitallyyou. Until next time, I am streaming love from my heart to yours.